If you're the type of baseball fan who can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Leighton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. Follow Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Scotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word, and I am on Locker Room at Stace Scotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. It'll be mostly positive because the Yankees beat the Astros last night 7-3. I'll have the recap. We'll talk about what was happening at the stadium last night, some of the funnier moments, and we'll preview tonight's matchup. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Two quick notes before I start the show. One, Apple Podcasts is having issues lately. I think it's due to the latest iOS update. So you might not see the past two or three episodes, I believe. So if you can use any other app, that would be fabulous. Although, of course, if you're listening to this, you are listening to me on a different app. And the second note is I would like to dedicate today's show to my neighbor, Lenny Zinna, who passed away earlier this week. His wake is tonight. His funeral is tomorrow. He passed away after a long fight against cancer. Grew up in the Bronx, was a Yankee fan. We would talk Yankees baseball whenever we saw each other, and this show is for him. So I'm disappointed that Lenny didn't get to see the Yankees beat Houston last night, and I'm sure he probably would have laughed at all of the chanting that Yankee fans were doing toward Astros players, some of them not appropriate for the air, and I can't repeat them, but I have to say it was pretty damn funny, because there's nothing really that the TV broadcast can do to drown that out. Although the Houston broadcast, or was it ESPN? One of the other broadcasts, not yes, kind of lowered the crowd sound so you couldn't hear the chanting, which is understandable because it's a national, if it's ESPN who did it, it's a national broadcast and you don't want people screaming the F word every 5 seconds, but oh God, that was just so funny. It was so funny. And I find it amusing that people like Andy Martino were making it a point to say, oh, well, Altuve, you know, was the least interested in using the trash cans, unlike his teammates. He still allowed his teammates to do it. He still didn't say anything when his teammates did it. So he's just as guilty as them, just because he didn't use the trash can method as much. You see how that works, Andy Martino? So let's get into the recap. I was annoyed right away because of Domingo Germán giving up a home run to Alex Bregman. And then Giancarlo Stanton helped out the Yankees. Actually, let's talk about Stanton and what he's been doing lately, because my God, he's been hitting the ball. And not always home runs. He hits doubles, he hits singles. He's just hitting the ball with such regularity lately that it's shocking if he does make an out. Although I would have to say the most shocking last night was that one sort of dribbler he hit to right. Because when Stanton doesn't hit a ball that's over 115 miles an hour, it's shocking. And speaking of that, he has 11 hits this season so far that have been measured over 116 miles an hour. The rest of Major League Baseball has 10 altogether. That is unbelievable. He's amazing. I'm enjoying this hitting streak, especially because of all the people who were booing him at the beginning of the season, which I said this at the beginning of the season. You're going to boo that man after what he did in the playoffs last season? Are you serious right now? So I'm glad you're all feeling... Well, no, actually, the people who booed him probably don't feel like idiots right now, even though they should. Because you should. You should feel bad for booing Giancarlo Stanton at any point. Because it's baseball. Teams and players go through rough stretches. They go through hot stretches. It's the way the sport is. And no, booing doesn't help. Although booing the opponent does help. Because poor Houston last night, those poor babies, especially Altuve, with all the chanting at him. And it was funny because some people were wondering why Yankee fans were picking Altuve. Here's the reason. I'll explain it to you if you're not a Yankee fan listening to the show. He won the MVP in 2017 over Aaron Judge. And if you look at all the metrics, Aaron Judge should have won the MVP. Then we find out about the cheating scandal. And people think, okay, he should have that taken away from him. He's the face of Houston. That's just how it is. You think of the Houston Astros, you think of Jose Altuve. So he's the one that's going to be booed the most. He's the one who's going to have F. Altuve chants directed at him. By the way, they were doing that walking out of the stadium last night, which I find hilarious. I'm happy that Yankee fans did not throw things on the field. As far as I know, things weren't thrown on the field. I didn't see any reports about that. I saw reports about inflatable trash cans being taken away. I saw a guy, I think he was wearing an Oscar the Grouch costume, and they made him take it off. Why? Why isn't he allowed to wear that? Because Houston might get their feelings hurt? Poor babies. They didn't get to deal with this last year, and Rob Manfred did the bare minimum while punishing that team, because I know people who root for Houston always come back with, oh, they took draft picks away and some executives got fired. Big deal. Nothing happened to the players. And it was a player-driven scheme, wasn't it? So why didn't anything happen to the players? So, oh, they're going to have to deal with people booing them and people being mean to them. There's one thing I don't approve of. Don't go after the players' wives, honestly. That's just, don't do that. Also, don't tell players to kill themselves. That's another bad thing, really. F. Altuve is a funny chant. I'm sorry, it really is. And the whole stadium was getting into it. And the thing that I found so amusing was that it was 10,000 people making that noise. Could you imagine if it was a sold-out Yankee Stadium crowd, how loud that chant would be? You'd be able to hear it in downtown Manhattan. In a moment, I will recap the game because I went on a little bit of a tangent with regards to the Astros and what happened last night around the stadium. I apologize. But first, let's talk about Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Comes in a number of amazing flavors, including coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, my favorite, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, another one of my favorites, salted caramel, another one of my favorites. So there's something for everyone. Like I said, mint brownie, my God, coconut almond, my God, double chocolate, salted caramel. Those are my favorites. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. A couple of the other flavors have 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams net carbs. All the flavors are tasty, they're healthy, and hey, maybe you can order a box for your mother. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Go to BuiltBar.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. This is a little bit different than the rest of the codes I've been telling you about. This is for your first order, 15% off. Again, use that promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring. Ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece, they're the perfect way to bring light into their life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. The collection features high-quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight. They're fairly priced, so you can give them something special and truly meaningful. I'm a ring person. I like wearing rings. I've always liked to wear rings. And the ring from Platt Boutique is so simple and clean, but vintage, and I love rings like that. It's timeless, and I personally think it would make the perfect gift. So if you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring that they'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this collection out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. I will admit, I did not have high hopes going into last night. I know the Yankees have been playing better, but they've been playing better against bad teams. And the Yankees have had issues with the Astros in the last few seasons, kind of like their issues with the Rays the last few seasons. And honestly, my hopes were not high for a win last night. Not with Domingo Germán. I just figured, okay, he's pitched well the past couple of times, but it's the Astros. Then Alex Bregman hit his home run, and I thought, here we go. Thankfully, Giancarlo Stanton answered with his own home run, and that helped things a lot. Now, when the Astros tied it up at 3, I thought, oh, God, I hope this doesn't stay tied until the 8th or 9th inning, because I do not want this to turn into one of those annoying, heartbreaking, even though it's only May, losses. And it didn't, thank goodness. And hey, it was Alex Bregman who helped out the Yankees with his botched play. But before that, let's get into the other parts of the game. So again, Germán, 3 runs in 5 innings. Not ideal, not a quality start, but not terrible. There was a lot of hype coming into the series last night because of the cheating revelation before last season, the fact that fans didn't get a chance to boo the Astros last season because of COVID, the fact that the last time they met was the 2019 ALCS, and we all know how that ended. And there was a whole lot of backstory heading into this series. Then you head into it with Domingo Germán against Zach Greinke, which, that's not even a marquee matchup. No offense to either one of those pitchers, but it's not. I think if the first game of the series was Gerrit Cole against Lance McCullers, which is Thursday's matchup, it could have been a little bit more hyped or more appropriate to be hyped. Does that make sense? You know, Cole against McCullers is a much more marquee matchup than Zach Greinke against Domingo Germán. And we saw why last night. And it almost felt like last night's game was kind of a disappointment. Not to Yankee fans, obviously, because you want to win. But I just feel like the way the game was played at first was pretty good because, you know, the Astros go up by 1 run. Everyone's thinking, oh, here we go again with the Astros going ahead on the Yankees early in a game, and then the Yankees score 3 in the bottom of the first to put them up 3-1. Then Houston ties it in the 4th, and you're thinking, okay, this is kind of what everyone signed up for. You want a game like this. And then the Alex Bregman play happens. And while it was great for us as Yankee fans and not great for Houston, it just seemed like such a silly way for the game to be decided. I don't know how to explain this. It just felt disappointing to me. I mean, as much as I laughed at the fact that DJ LeMahieu barely hit the ball and Bregman threw it away and all those runs scored and it was funny, it just felt like a letdown in a way. I don't know. How do I explain this? I don't think I can explain this, but you want the Yankees to win the first game of the series, and that's what they did with Domingo Germán on the mound. Again, 3 runs in 5 innings isn't great. Lucas Lickey got his 2nd win, which is nice, and the bullpen had to come in, but Chapman didn't have to pitch last night, so that works out well. Loaisiga, Lecky, Wandy Peralta, and Chad Green all pitched, held Houston down, didn't allow them to score any more runs. They did a good job relieving Germán. The offense was kind of quiet, but not Giancarlo Stanton, who had another 4 hits last night. He's just unbelievable lately. And I know some people hate when other people say this, but he was a triple away from the cycle. I'm relieved he didn't hit a triple. I don't like when Stanton has to actually run the bases. It's bad enough when he hits doubles, which he did last night, but when he hits singles, it's fine. And when he hits home runs, because he gets to trot around the bases. But the thing that amused me the most with Stanton last night is the fact that he hit a ball that was a dribbler, and it just seemed so odd for that ball to come off his bat, considering how hard he hits the ball. I found that so amusing, and David Cohn also found it amusing. So did Paul O'Neill, actually. I think both of them were talking about how funny it was and how out of place that hit seemed for Stanton, because it seems as if every time he hits the ball, he hits the crap out of it. And I've said this many times, I wish StatCast existed in the 2000s, because I would have loved to have seen how hard guys like Travis Hafner and Gary Sheffield, or even in the 90s, Jim Thome and Juan Gonzalez and all these big beefy guys who used to hit the crap out of the ball. I would have loved to have seen how fast the exit velocity would have been on there, hits. Now, just so you know, because Stanton has been hitting the ball with regularity lately, as in 15 hits in his last four games, his batting average is up to .297. Not that people really pay attention to batting average anymore, but just so you know. So during his 10-game hitting streak, Stanton is batting .477 with four home runs, six runs batted in, and his OPS is 1.307. It's his longest hitting streak with the Yankees, and this is what he had to say about it after the game.
Another great night for you at the plate, 4 for 5, 3 RBIs. What do you attribute your success at the plate, and how have you been able to be so consistent over the last week and a half, 2 weeks?
I just had to make some adjustments. I had to get back to the drawing board, watch some film, and make sure I'm squaring up balls in the zone. That was my biggest mishap. The beginning of the year, I wasn't making contact with balls in the zone. And, when I give myself a chance, just put the ball in the barrel, good things will happen.
When you're dialed in like you are right now, what's the confidence like when you step into that batter's box?
It's just don't deviate from the plan. This game's so tough. If it doesn't matter how good you feel out there some days, it's just not going to happen. So it's work with your plan and be confident and make sure you're on time, really.
Giancarlo, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
In a moment, I'll have more thoughts about last night's game, and I will have a preview of tonight's game. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action on BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. And speaking of teams prepping for their runs to the playoffs, the New York Knicks. When the Yankees weren't playing well, and the Knicks were, I felt like we were in some weird time warp where things were backwards. But now that the Yankees are doing well again, and the Knicks are still doing well again, it's a good time for New Yorkers. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is 50. Use the promo code Locked On. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. As I said, Lucas Lickey got his second win of the season. As you know, because I've mentioned it many times, he hadn't played in the majors since 2015 before the Yankees took a flyer on him, and before his first win of the season, he hadn't won a game in the majors since 2013. This is your feel-good story of the year. And just so you know, just to refresh your memory, he did get off to a slow start because he surrendered a run in each of his first 5 outings, but they weren't bad performances. And it just looked like he would be one of those guys that you bring out of the bullpen if you need to waste some time or not want to waste one of the premier bullpen arms. But he's now notched 6 scoreless relief appearances, so he has turned things around, and it seems the more he pitches, the better he gets. So again, this is your feel-good story of the season so far, and hopefully the feel-good story of the entire year, because you love to see a comeback story like that. It's the kind of thing that makes baseball the sport that we all know and love. You know when people say, how can you not be romantic about baseball? This is the type of story they're referring to. You know, last night was not a low leverage situation because he was the first guy out of the bullpen in a game that was tied at 3-3. And like I said earlier, those are nerve-wracking games for the fans because any little slip up, especially against a team like the Astros, and the Yankees could find themselves down 4 runs. Fortunately, it went the other way for Yankee fans, but that's the type of game last night was. And Lucas Lecky is proving that he belongs in the Yankees bullpen, and he's proving to be an asset out of the bullpen. Also last night, Rougui Odor injured his knee on a very odd play at the plate last night. He did score on that play, and Martin Maldonado was also hurt, Houston's catcher. It looked bad at first, and it looked like Odor couldn't walk on his knee, and then he was walking around the dugout, but obviously they still took him out for precautionary reasons. As of now, I don't know anything about the injury. The fact that he was walking on his knee could be a good sign. Then again, I've seen guys tear their ACL and still be able to walk on the knee. My brother being one of those people. He walked on it for months, not realizing that he tore his MCL and ACL. So let's just approach this with caution, because there could be something bad brewing in there. But in positive news, Luke Voit is on his way back. He played in a minor league game last night because, yes, the minor leagues are back, and they started again last night. Hooray for the minor leagues, even though they look a lot different than they did 2 years ago. But Luke Voit played. He seemed okay. He should be back soon. And the infield will look a little different when he comes back. And guys will be playing where they're supposed to be playing. Obviously, it would be Urshela at third, Torres at short, DJ at second, Voit at first. Now, speaking of infield and defense, that double play last night that Gleyber started and the Yankees really needed, unbelievable. And wow, isn't it amazing that Gleyber Torres has been playing so much better in the field since that one game that seemed to turn his season around? Remember the one where he didn't run out the grounder and then Aaron Boone yelled at him? And now he's been doing really well. The offense still needs to be picked up a little bit. He hasn't hit a home run yet. That'll come. I just feel like when he swings, sometimes he's really off balance and falling all over the place. And he's coming out of his shoes a little bit when he swings. And I think he just needs to calm down. As the Yankees keep preaching, hitting is contagious. Maybe he needs to hang out with Giancarlo Stanton a little bit. Maybe Stanton needs to work with him in the film room, and maybe they just need to look at things. Because I feel like Gleyber will turn things around, and it'll get to the point where his offense matches his defense now, which is a switch, considering last month people wanted him to be traded because he couldn't play shortstop. Let us quickly preview tonight's matchup, which is Luis Garcia against Jordan Montgomery. Garcia's record is 0-3, but that's not indicative of how he's pitching because he has a 2.70 ERA, and it seems as if he's had some bad luck losses that haven't been his fault entirely. So that's something to look out for tonight. As for Montgomery, his last time out, he held the Orioles to 2 runs on 6 hits over 5 innings in a no decision, but the Yankees ended up losing that game 4-3. He only threw 74 pitches in that game, and that's down from a season high of 89. Montgomery is still technically coming back from his Tommy John surgery because he didn't have enough starts last season to really work on stuff. So I feel as if this is the season where he's coming back from his surgery and he just needs time to build up. I'm a little worried about tonight's start, but we'll see what happens. You never know. I mean, who thought Alex Bregman was going to make that horrible play and allow the Yankees to score 3 runs? So this has the makings of one of those games where you should expect the unexpected. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.